Episode 1688, Whom Edits Your Life?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It's a day of Sweet Spirit Sunday, a day of reflection, a time for you just to come together to look at your relationship vertically with God, whom edits your life. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I just want to say thank you so very much for being very patient with me and my voice. I promise you, I'm actually probably feeling better than what I sound. So hopefully over the next few days, I will begin to get the voice back. But with it, you know why? I'm here because you matter. Every day, you're writing your story, living it out through your actions, your thoughts, your decisions, and your words. With every twist and turn, who edits your life? Many of us live for do-overs. When mistakes are made, we are quick to say sorry with the hope for us to do better once again. But how much of that really matters? Some would argue that owning our mistakes and doing better the next time is what makes us good people. Others would disagree and say that what you do the first time around is what sticks. There really isn't any do-overs. Then you would have those who disagree completely with it all. They just live their life no matter what happens. Reading is something I didn't like to do growing up in life. In fact, I did everything I could to avoid reading. I only did what I had to do, what was assigned to me. Very rarely would I go and pick up a book just to read it. But as I've gotten older, reading has become a passion and a way of life. I read many new advanced copies of books, and this is when they haven't been sent to print. And for some, they are still in the final editing stages. Well, oddly enough, whether the books are the final copy or still in an editing phase, I have found many multiple mistakes. This shouldn't be, in my opinion, but of course, you know, my books are still in the writing process. I have yet to send mine to any editors. Don't you want this to be your best copy? I mean, that's what I'm thinking, right? When you're reading this book and you're like, don't you want this to be like your very best of your best of your best? The best version of who you are because you're putting it out to the world. Then it got me thinking, we are writing our books every day. How we live our lives, it's real time writing. Yet many of us are living with our editors by our side. We look to our latest Facebook post to see how many people have paid attention and liked the post. We want a reaction. What about Instagram, right? How many people have gone and not only liked it, but actually left a comment, even as simple as an emoji? We look to see how our children are behaving and what they're doing to get credit for how good we really are as parents. It gives us credibility. We look to our boss and career for the accolades and recognition we think we deserve to pump up our ego and give us the evidence of what goodness looks like. We look to our spouse to share life with and fill in the gaps so we don't feel less than or empty. Whom edits your life? And is it working for you? Perfection isn't created in your everyday. Perfection comes from failing and getting up again to fail less than before with great effort. But perfection isn't found in what you do. It's found in whose you are. Many people can give us miscues. They lead us down paths not meant to travel. Some of these individuals are trustworthy and they mean well. However, all of it is a big distraction from what really matters. Whom edits your life? Who are you giving the rights to edit your life? Yes, you can lean on those you trust for wise counsel, but you must be cautious about who is in your circle of wise counsel and influence. God only wants what's best for you, and He should know. He created you in His image with a divine purpose. All of your failures and successes are details known by God. I love what Romans 8:28 says. In all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. When we fail, God is there to pick you up, but are you willing to accept His corrections? When you succeed, God is there to celebrate you, but are you willing to give Him the credit? When your heart is filled with hurt and heartaches, God is there to soothe the pain, but are you willing to be consoled by Him? God longs to be a part of your life, your everyday life, not just to tell you when you've messed up, but to pick up the pieces when you are too weak and tired, when you are so broken to do so yourself. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. I love Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge. God is our strength. So I want you to think here for a moment. A day of reflection. Whom edits your life? Who is standing next to you and in support of you? Or are they really in support of what they want to get out of you? Does your editors have your best at heart? Or are you selling yourself short, being distracted by the world and what they say is good? Call upon God today, every day. Invite Him to edit the good, the bad, and the ugly in your daily life. Psalm 18, verse 3 says, I called to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. Let this be a reminder as a new season of life is upon us. Whom are you giving permission to impact your final copy? Because when someone else opens the book, when your days are finished here on earth, do you want any mistakes lingering? Or are you willing to let God bless those mistakes and turn them into greatness? For one step at a time leads to miles of greatness, your miles of greatness. Live out your story with greatness. Speak with words that change hearts. Act with the sword of grace and kindness. Think beyond the obvious and love unconditionally. Take aim on what you know is best for the long run, regardless of the challenge. Not because you have to, but because God has designed it for you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.